Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is your brother Lawrence Tay from Saskatoon, Canada, in the province of Saskatchewan. And normally when you mention Saskatchewan, a lot of people tend to wonder where that province is. Most people know of Toronto, British Columbia, Alberta, and all those places, but they don't know much of Saskatchewan. Actually, Saskatchewan is in the western part of Canada. We share borders with Alberta to the west and Manitoba to the east. And then we are bounded by the north, by North Dakota in the USA. And so this region is mainly the Peary region of the country. And I bring you greetings from the little group we have here and from my family. We thank the Lord for being part of this daily devotion, a vision that God has given to our precious brother Andrew Peary to create this platform of brethren of like precious faith. And all the great men of God on this platform who are able to expound the word of God unto us and give us something to ponder on all the time when we start our day. And so I am so privileged to be sharing the word of the Lord with you this week. And I trust it will be a blessing unto you. So I have a topic here which might seem so simple to a lot of brothers and sisters, but actually it carries a little bit of weight. And the topic is salvation and reward. Salvation and reward. All these our struggles, trying to live for God, trying to escape the corruption that is in the world, trying to put on the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be worthy to attain that kingdom, the kingdom of God. Is it worth it when we get saved and that is the end of it? Or is it that when we get saved and then the right work actually begins? Well, that is the thoughts I want us to look at this week. So we are going to take it slowly and work our way through to the top. Now, for a scripture reading, we are going to read from Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. It reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Amen. Now, so when did this sin factor come into the picture? We all know of the story in the Garden of Eden. Man chose his own way, the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And by so doing, they plunge the human race into sin. And so whoever comes into the world by default becomes a sinner and needs a savior. And so God provided that way of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it will interest you to know that there are two books in the Bible that Satan hates so much. The book of Genesis and the book of Revelation. Genesis, in the sense that that spells out the origin of sin and how he so much tried to hide the mystery. But we thank God that in the course of time, the mystery of the sin factor had been revealed. And God had made a way of escape through his son, Jesus Christ. And the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is a book that so many people even dread to read. Some also read it and they do not understand what they read because it contains a lot of symbols and talks about so many things that people read and they begin to get afraid. John the Revelator had this vision. So because it's a vision, he used symbols in his explanation. But today we want to look at the righteous aspect of this book. Why? Now, for us to look at the righteous aspect of this book, we will try to seek to differentiate salvation from reward. Salvation from reward. We are going to read some few Bible verses here. We are going to read 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Let's hear the word of God. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, we are also going to read Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Says the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live. That is God through the prophet Ezekiel asking this question. We are also going to read from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So, from all these scriptures that we just read, it's showing that God wants us to be saved and come to the knowledge of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we'll be accounted worthy of a kingdom of righteousness, a kingdom that we will go and rule with the Lord Jesus Christ. But for us to go and rule in that kingdom, salvation is the starting point. The fact that we are saved does not give us the full privilege in that kingdom. Fine, you are saved, but what did you do with your life? So we are going to seek to differentiate between salvation and the reward that comes with it. Now, for us to appreciate that, we have to know that the Bible gives a clear distinction between the two. Brothers and sisters, what is the difference between salvation and reward? Now, salvation, as we all know, is given freely by the Lord. It is not earned by means of man's work. We didn't deserve it. It was freely given. For it is God who gives grace to us and not on the basis of our merits. You see, now in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 2. Yeah, here it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Salvation is a gift. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 51, verse 1. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Let's hear the word of the Lord. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Ye, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." So, from the above verses and many similar verses in the Bible, it is a proven fact that beyond any doubt that we receive our salvation freely and do not by our works or righteous deeds. We do not do anything to merit that. We are saved by grace. Like the Bible said, a free gift. Amen. On our part, all we needed to do is to believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You see, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you become part of the vine. You become part. The Lord Jesus Christ is the vine, and you become the branches and you bear the fruit. The work of salvation is wholly done for us by the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, his death on the cross has accomplished our salvation. When we come to him, we take our cross and follow him. Daily, we need to take our cross and follow the Lord. Paul said, "I die daily that I might reveal Christ in me." You see, our God has provided the way for us For now, to be saved and to gain eternal life. There is no need for us to perform more works or add more merits, but simply to believe and to receive. And I believe that all of us on this platform have a common purpose, a common objective to attain unto that kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to rule with him in his new kingdom. The Bible says, blessed are they that are accounted worthy of the first resurrection. You see, so our good works will not give us that chance to reign with the Lord. We needed to what? Be saved and put on the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you look at the moral man will say, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't kill. But this free gift of God is far away from this moral man. For why? That righteousness of this moral man is a filthy garment unto the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. Let's read that portion of scripture. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. Amen. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. You see, so our righteousness, our own righteousness, you see, when we set standards for ourselves, we do not put on the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our salvation. It is a filthy rag before God. You see, let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see, so the God had made the Lord Jesus Christ to be sin for us, to take away the sin factor, so that we will come unto his kingdom. But now, when we come into his kingdom, is that the end of it? No. That is just the starting point. During the ministry of our Lord and Savior here on earth, and by his apostles that he chose, upon which he built his church, are phrases such as, believe and be saved. Believe and have eternal life. Believe and be justified. All that we need to do is to what? Believe and have our salvation. And that is the first aspect of the Christian journey. God didn't save us just for saving sake. And as soon as we believe, we are saved. We receive eternal life and are justified. You see. So we see Salvation is freely given. It is by grace. We didn't merit it. God gave his son Jesus to die, to save us unto himself. But when we become saved, what did we do with our life? So that is what we are seeking to bring out, the difference here in this sharing. We are going to read from 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 to 12. The epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 11 to 12. Let's hear the word of the Lord. And this is the record that God have given to us eternal life. And this life is in his son. Eternal life is in the son. And he that have the son have life. And he that have not the son of God have not life. Hallelujah. So the starting point to being accepted into the kingdom of God and reigning with Christ is accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith, and eternal life becomes yours. But the question that we are asking ourselves is, are we saved just for saving sake? What good will it do you when you get saved and you do not produce any work for the Lord? What good will it do you? You are saved, but you are not going to, you know, get a better reward in the kingdom of God. So these are some of the few questions that we should be asking ourselves as we move on in this thought for this week. We are going to read our last verse for this morning. John chapter 3, verse 36. John chapter 3, verse 36. John chapter 3, verse 36. Yeah, it reads, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. You see, so when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you become part of that vine, you know, salvation or eternal life is yours. But how are you going to spend that eternal life without any reward? You see, so the question is, is it just believing and being saved? Brothers and sisters, there is more to this. There is more to salvation. There is more to it when we come to Christ, when we forsake the world, when we say enough is enough, my own righteousness will not take me anywhere, I want to put on the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we come to Christ, but that is just the starting point of our journey. Thank you so much. God bless you. And we'll end this morning sharing here as we come back tomorrow to look at the other part of striking the difference, having your salvation and what you do with that salvation, the rewards that come from it, to your benefit God bless you. Have a blessed day. Shalom.